Oh, yo, what's up? What's up? Y'all know what time it is. Speak
Always.
victory. You know it. You know it. I got to. You know what I'm saying? I got to. I got to. I gotta speak life to y'all, man. I gotta encourage y'all, and hopefully, I'm adding value to the listeners. So, once again, thank y'all for tuning in to Speak Victory. I am your host, Victory, the ambassador. And I want to share something with y'all tonight. I've been meaning to touch on this topic for the past, at least the past week now, so I feel like this is a good time to to release it. So, a woman's power. A woman's power. I want to talk about that because, from my observation, a lot of women have been bamboozled. You have been bamboozled, ladies. Society has taught you they have taught y'all and conditioned y'all in the wrong way. I would say that. A woman's power. The power of a woman. I'm gonna touch on that because I don't want you know, it's my heart's desire for you all to come from under this illusion of what society is trying to inflict on y'all. So, what y'all have been taught is that a woman's power is what she has between her legs. That's what many of you have been taught. And don't get me wrong. That's a great desire for a man. So, you know, it has its place, but ladies, your power is your femininity. Your power is your femininity. And society is psychologically programming y'all to operate outside of your femininity. And the results of that is many women operating in masculine energy. And it's becoming a common thing in our lifetime, in this generation, but it is not normal. You know, they're trying to make it normal, but it's not. It's not normal for a woman to operate in masculine energy, but that it has become a common thing, and society want you ladies to embrace it as normality, and it's not normal. And so for real men, the biggest turnoff for a real man is a masculine woman. And it's so many levels to this. That I could touch on. You know, I'm a fan of this guy, Steve Harvey. I'm a fan of Steve Harvey. I've actually met him. I hung out with him for a few minutes. Laughed and talked with him. Great guy. But I have to disagree with him. He put out a book. I think it's called Think Like a Man, Act Like a Woman. Steve was wrong, ladies. And it's this type of teaching that has jacked up this society of women, man. This feminist movement is all but feminine. Okay? See, y'all have fallen for this feminist movement, which has been designed to take you out of your feminine element. The feminist movement, by the way, is powered by the Jezebel spirit. This feminist movement is nothing feminine about it. Society is teaching you ladies to emasculate men. See, that's the attack is really on men. There's really an attack on masculinity in men. And so the powers that be are using women as their lethal weapon to emasculate men. It's what we're seeing, and it's being highlighted in the media. Men being men and operating in their natural position, and having their natural qualities of masculinity, it is frowned upon in today's society. And I just want to help somebody, especially the ladies. I want to really help you to understand that your femininity is your power. Your femininity is your power. You ladies have to understand how sexy that is for a man. I'm telling you, your femininity, it is sexy. It is attractive. We want that. And physicality has its place. You know, having your body right, it has its place. You know, I encourage health and fitness. I do. But your femininity, because you can have your body, you can have all the curves in the right places and all of this, pretty face and all this, but if you operating with masculine energy, if you don't know how to operate from that feminine element, then to real men, you're a turnoff. And so I just want to help y'all to understand that, ladies, your power is in your femininity. And I'm speaking on this because there's a disconnect as if you can't see that there's a disconnect with today's women and men, then you've been walking around blind. There's a disconnect with today's women and men, and it's because society, the powers that be, are literally trying to get us out of our element. They're trying to produce feminine men and masculine women because they're trying to destroy future generations. And I'm here to tell you that it is a satanic, absolute demonic move of the enemy. And many fall for it. As I said, masculinity in men is frowned upon. Masculinity in women is applauded. And if we don't think something's wrong with this, man, then we've been really bamboozled really bad. Really bad. We need to get up off the GMOs and the fluoride, man. too much GMO consumption and fluoride consumption got people where they can't even think anymore. Because if you think that what's being inflicted upon us, what I'm talking about right now, if you think it's nothing wrong, if you think there's nothing wrong with the world frowning upon masculine men and applauding masculine women and applauding feminine men, if you think that's okay, then you need a mental check. You need a spiritual check too. I'm telling you, and I tell you this in love, because really, I just want to be the voice, a voice, to help spark this generation back into the right direction. Who are we? Who are we to discard the positioning of men and women given by God? Who are we? Who are we? You know, and so for those, especially if you love God, man, we gotta really take this into consideration. Women, ladies, I want to see better statistics. Y'all stop running around here talking about, I don't need a man, just regurgitating all this feminist, all these quotes that's birthed from this feminist movement. Y'all gotta quit regurgitating that stuff and really listening, really start listening to what you're saying. Especially if you have sons. Especially if you have children, period. You know, and for the so-called black community, we're the worst. Sad but true. And we got to do better. We got to do better. Divorce rate, super high. Even in the church, it's no different than what the world's is. It's
what and what, probably higher. But ladies, your femininity is your power. Many will die lonely because they've allowed society to trick them into being something they're not. You've allowed society to trick you into operating from a man's characteristics. And it's hurting households. It's hurting families. I hope that that this really get across to those who are listening, especially you ladies. My heart goes out to y'all for real. Teach your daughters. Teach your daughters the essence of a woman, and teach her how to operate. Teach them how to operate in their femininity. Your femininity is what will keep a man. This masculine energy that society has taught you to operate out of, it will drive a man away. It will push him away. And that's a lot of what's happening in our communities. And it's making men hesitant when it comes to making that commitment, because men see what's happening. Now, granted, you have some men who they're okay with, or they really not okay with it, but they'll put up with it and they'll allow it. And some men are just not confident in themselves, and they, you know, they allow women to emasculate them, or they themselves don't know what it means to function and operate as a man. A man has certain characteristics, and the world is trying to give you ladies those characteristics. It's a real subtle move, a subtle, I think I said that correct. It's very subtle, it's very crafty what the enemy is doing. Yeah. Got y'all thinking that there's no gender roles. And that's a lie. There are roles, and we have to play them. And ladies, your power is in your femininity. It's in your femininity. If you never heard this before, then you're hearing it now. And I'm telling you this out of love, because I want to see healthy marriages. I want to see healthy families. We all should be tired of seeing broken families. We all should be tired of that. So I really just want to drop this nugget on you ladies to let y'all know that your power is your femininity. Learn how to operate in your femininity. Learn how to operate in your femininity. And I'm telling you, it will increase the peace in your home. It will increase the peace in your home. Because us men, we are attracted to that. Your femininity, it does something to us. It does something for us that we like. And a woman who operates in her femininity, brothers want to keep that around. So your femininity, ladies, will cause men to act right. Even the ones who do have, you know, bad habits with, you know, that some of you ladies have to put up with. Learn how to operate in your femininity. We need to push those who hear me and understand what I'm saying. We need to push for men to be men and women to be women. Because if not, it's going to be even crazier for the generations coming behind us. So let's take part in getting this ship back on track. Let's steer this thing in the right direction. May the blessing of the Lord be upon you all. God bless y'all. Peace.